have the Burkes been married?
Oh, about 6 months. Jim's the best intern in the hospital. Make a good doctor someday.
6 months. They're still on their honeymoon.
Some couples, the honeymoon is over the minute the preacher says, I now pronounce you man and wife.
How about us?
Are we married?
Can't you watch your TV show yesterday? Blast your eye, turn that channel back on.
We're married. Dear, how would you like my hair cut shorter?
Oh, it'd be fine.
Mother, I wish you'd do something about that son of yours.
Oh, honey, I wish you'd have a little more patience with that brother of yours.
Well, how could you and Daddy raise something like that?
Are you up here squealing on me again?
Oh, Mother, he has the vocabulary of a gangster.
Yeah, you're dead.
According to the fire department, it's dangerous for this room to be occupied by more than 27 people. Out, out.
Let Daddy finish shaving. We're going to be late. Alex, do you like this dress?
Very pretty.
How about this one?
Nice.
I'll wear it. And tomorrow you'll be dropped from the hospital staff.
Would you like some more roast, Mrs. Stone?
Oh, it was delicious, but no thank you, Jim.
Doctor?
No, thank you, Jim.
Carol and I have been talking. When I finish interning, Doctor, I'd like to work with children.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy's just crazy about children. It's one of the many things we have in common. We're going to have dozens.
Just one at a time, sweetheart.
Well, pediatrics isn't as lucrative as some other fields, but it has its rewards.
I'd like to work side by side with Jim, just as you do with Dr. Stone.
Well, a wife can be very helpful, Carol, but when those 7-pound responsibilities start coming along, it's hard to work side by side.
She's just being modest. You know, whenever I go out on a case, Donna gives me detailed instructions.
Like, don't forget to bring home the bread.
I only hope that someday Carol and I will find the understanding you two have.
The doctor's wives consider you and Dr. Stone the perfect couple. They say you never quarrel.
Well, thank you, Carol. But you know how people talk.
Oh, when the day is over and the kids are safely in bed, we go up to our room and we fight like cats and dogs.
I don't believe it.
Neither do I, Carol.
Can I get you something, dear?
Oh, thank you, darling. Just checking the creamer.
You know, Mrs. Stone, Carol made the biscuits herself.
Well, they were just wonderful. Weren't they, dear?
Yes, sir. Marvelous.
Before we were married, she never even baked.
I used a lot of butter.
Well, I could tell, Carol, those biscuits were made with a lot of butter. And love.
Well, I think it's wonderful liking each other after being married all these years. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way.
Well, it was a nice compliment, Carol. After all, we have been married all these years. 15.
No, you know, it's all in the inflection. Donna and I have been married 15 years.
It was a nice try, dear.
Well, I think marriage is a great challenge. Husband and wife really get to know each other.
That's true.
Very true, yes.
My older sister Ruth says that marriage is the end of romance. Does that have to be true?
Oh, no, that's not necessarily true, Carol. It's a matter of inflection. A husband can say, darling, what have you done with your hair? Or, darling, what have you done with your hair?
Darling, what have you done with your hair?
I was thinking of cutting it shorter, but I've changed my mind.
Ruth says that after a while, married people settle into a rut. They take each other for granted.
Well, it doesn't have to happen that way.
If you fight it.
If it ever happened to Jim and me, I don't know what I'd do.
It'll never happen, Angel. You know, Carol makes a salad dressing by herself.
Oh, it's wonderful. Did you ever mix a salad dressing before you were married?
Never. And it wasn't as good tonight as it usually is.
I was just going to ask for the recipe, but I'm sure it's a family secret. You didn't like it?
It was marvelous, sweetheart. I just thought it had a little too much mayonnaise.
But I used exactly the same amount I always use.
It was wonderful. I guess I just never noticed it before. Excuse me.
I never realized Jim had such a savage streak. Too much mayonnaise.
Now, Carol, I'm sorry, honey. How could I have spoken so cruel to you? I'm sorry, baby.
Look, Kerr, he admits it.
Darling, we shouldn't be overhearing this. Do something.
Have you seen this trick?
Say something. Make some conversation.
What's new?
Married, you cynic.
There, there, honey. There. My sweet, sweet Carol. Sweet
Carol. When they come out, ask for some more salad.
Why don't we take some home in a suitcase?
I'm terribly sorry.
Oh.
Such a silly thing to do.
Oh, no, it wasn't. Carol, tears are never silly.
Thank you. Please sit down, Dr. Stone.
No, thank you.
I'll get the coffee. Carol baked a banana layer cake.
Oh, may I have two pieces?
Of course. You can have as much as you like.
Oh, I love banana cake.
It's his favorite cake.
Up here, let me help you, Carol.
Very good, dear.
Donna, wherever you are, come back.
Oh, honey, they're so young and in love. It's beautiful.
Oh, that's not love. They're like a couple of kids playing house.
Spoken like a man who's been married 15 years.
Darling, Dr. Butler's been married for 43 years, and he still sparkles when he talks about his wife.
43 years? Don't be depressing. Alex?
Yes, dear?
Are we in a rut?
Darling, what happened to you tonight?
I don't know. It was like hearing a song that makes you sad because they played it at your first prom. Oh, hi, Angel. Did we wake you?
Oh, not really, Mother. Did you have a nice time tonight?
Oh, marvelous. I had two pieces of banana layer cake.
Your dad, it was a barrel of fun tonight.
You weren't quarreling, were you?
Oh, your mother and I never quarrel.
People are beginning to talk. Honey, you better go off to bed. And if we ever do have a quarrel, you will be the first to know.
Okay, good night,
Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, sweetie. Well, our 15 years haven't all been uneventful. There's some things we can point to with pride.
You're right, dear. You're right. Alex? Alex?
What's the matter?
Talk to me.
What do you want to talk about?
Why don't we ever fight?
What?
Why don't we ever fight?
Darling, why has fighting suddenly become synonymous with great love?
Well, all the great loves of history have been turbulent.
Yeah, well, ours would be the first one that was lethargic.
Honey, I know we're happy, but is it an exciting kind of happiness, or do we just take each other for granted?
Darling, we don't quarrel because we're civilized people who don't resolve our differences of opinion by shouting.
You're shouting now.
Okay, I'm in love. Besides, it seems to me we just had a fight a few weeks ago.
What do we fight about?
I don't know.
Well, we have so few of them, the least you could do is remember them.
Next time I'll listen. Yes, dear?
What dress was I wearing tonight? Now, stay where you are. What dress am I wearing?
Look, if this is a quiz game, give me my money back. I want to go home.
You refuse to answer because it might incriminate you.
That's the one.
Too late.
Darling, you're a woman. You're entitled to your moods. But Jim and Carol have nothing but the wonderful experience of being newly married and together. The dress she wears, the mayonnaise, are all of monumental importance. But we've got children and a mortgage and
a thousand humdrum problems that go to make up a marriage.
You should have worn the towel. You might have remembered it.
Darling, I remember the dresses you wear. I remember a flowered print that you look wonderful. Why don't you ever wear that anymore?
What flowered print?
It's a flowered print. That flowers and a belt. Always be my favorite.
A flowered print.
Darling, I can close my eyes and know what you look like. Isn't that better than remembering a dress?
I'm sorry, dear. I guess I had an attack of nostalgia.
Yes.
Alex? Alex? Alex, what flowered print?
Mother, I'm going to Karen's house after school. Can you pick me up?
You don't even like her. It's that silly-looking brother of hers you're after.
Do you stay up all night trying to think up those nasty little thoughts?
Well, he's cute. That dimple in the middle of his head.
Do you suppose we can have breakfast without this background bickering?
I'm sorry, Daddy.
Pop, have you forgotten freedom of speech?
No, and I haven't forgotten spare the rod.
Sorry I brought the whole thing up. Mom, remember I have to get new shoes this afternoon.
Darling, may I have some coffee, please? Oh, don't forget we're invited to the butler's Friday night.
Alex, are you sure it was a flowered print?
Certainly I'm sure it was a flowered print.
Well, what kind of flowers?
Oh, flowers.
What color?
Don, I'm not a horticulturist. I'm a husband who admired a dress.
I'm glad you slept well last night.
She's been acting so strange lately.
Nothing, dear. Something very nice happened last night at the Burks, and Mother's been a little moody ever since.
Women. You know, if I ever live to be 16, I'll never understand them.
Donna!
I stay where you are. I have something to show you.
It's, interesting.
Oh, did you like it?
Striking.
Is that all? Look, honey, all I want is an honest opinion. How do I look in the dress?
All right. You look like a dance hall hostess.
But, honey, I bought this to wear to the butler's.
Oh, fine. I'll wear spats, a pearl gray vest, and a diamond stick pin.
Hi, Mommy. Oh, hi, honey. How do you like this dress?
Oh, well, it's very... very...
Zowie!
Very come on, Jeff. I think Mommy and Daddy want to talk privately.
Well, I'll be quiet. Hey, what's going on here?
Darling, you went out and bought a dress you wouldn't wear again in a million years. Why?
I don't know. Maybe I thought you'd notice what I was wearing. Like that mysterious flowered print you remembered so well.
Honey, I associate that dress with an evening of very pleasant memories, that's all. You've magnified the incident beyond all proportion. Just a minute.
Again, I got a light in this closet. It's dark.
Well, I've got a patient in a few minutes, but I'll find
it. Honey, why don't you admit it?
What?
15 years has put a dull edge on our marriage. Oh. We're in a rut.
I concede nothing. From now on, I'll carry you upstairs every night, and I'll play the guitar at mealtime.
Dress all evening.
Well, thank you. I rather like it, although it isn't a memorable dress.
I heard from Dr. Conroy last week. It was tough in the beginning, but now the whole island lines up for shots. It's like a holiday.
Primitive natives are not the only ones who resist progress in medicine. Hilda will not take her vitamins.
No. But what use of vitamins at my age?
Hilda, ring for Maddie, will you? I want some more cake.
No more cake, Martin. You'll be up all night with your stomach.
Must we discuss my stomach in public?
No more cake. And let's not start a fight. We're entertaining these young people.
Well, please don't stop on our account, Mrs. Butler. We've had our share of quarrels in 15 years of marriage.
Although, something seems to have gone wrong lately. We don't fight as much as we used to.
15 years? Well, you're practically on your honeymoon. Wait till you've been married 43 years.
Well, I just hope that we can look as young and be as happy when we've been married all those years. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it to sound like that.
Don't apologize, my dear. We've been married all those years, and we have 7 grandchildren to prove it.
Can I get you something, dear?
No, I just wanted some cream.
Oh, let me do it. Say when, dear.
That's enough, thank you, dear.
Did you see that, Martin?
Their marriage is brand new. He's still jumping. Not that I have given up being an attentive husband. Why, I tell her that I love her at least once every 6 months.
Let me.
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome, Mrs. Butler.
First, Martin stopped opening doors for me, then he stopped lighting my cigarette.
If you're not satisfied with me after 43 years, lighting a cigarette isn't going to kindle the flame.
That means that marriage is settled into a rut. There's no use.
Something wrong, dear? You cold? Can I get your stole?
No, no. Thank you, dear.
It's beautiful. It's just beautiful watching you two. So young and in love. Are you learning something, Martin?
What do they know about love? It's like playing house. Wait till they've been together 43 years and have 7 grandchildren. That is real love. You know, even though I don't light a cigarette, and sometimes I forget to close a door, and you discuss my stomach in public, I adore this woman.
You know, Alex, in their own way, they're just as much in love as Jim and Carol.
Yeah, the flame flickers, but it never dies.
Oh. Did you notice how attentive I was tonight?
Did you have to keep bouncing up and down like a jumping jack every time I moved?
Oh, you thought it was beautiful when Jim did it.
You know, to Dr. and Mrs. Butler, we were just like Jim and Carol.
Well, aren't we? When I look in your eyes,
oh,
when I hold you in my arms.
Quiet, you fraud.
Honey, don't look now, but what color are the shoes I'm wearing?
Green with purple ankle straps.
You noticed.
While we're on the subject, why did you buy that ridiculous dress?
I don't know. Why did you invent the flowered print?
I didn't invent it. It was, you had a flowered print once. I remembered it as though it were yesterday.
You never did learn how to lie.
Who's lying? I'm not lying.
Don't you remember? Look, I remember the night you proposed to me in the restaurant, and you didn't have enough money, and you tried to tell the head waiter.
Flowered print.
Yes, it's the dress I wore to the restaurant the night you asked me to marry you.
See, I associated it with a glorious occasion.
Oh, yes, it was. Oh, they gave us a table near the kitchen, and the waiter ignored us all evening long, and you didn't have enough money to pay the bill.
What other husband would remember a dress his wife wore 15 years ago?
Forget the one she wore the night before. You might as well admit it. Subconsciously, you want to go back 15 years.
As a matter of fact, I'd like to go ahead to 43 years when we'll have 7 grandchildren and I can say I love you on Christmas and Valentine's Day.
That's a romantic thought.
All right. I'll get a sign, a neon sign that says Alex loves Donna. I'll put it out in the front lawn. It'll flash on and off all night long.
You're shouting.
I'm not shouting. But if I want to shout in my own house, I'll shout.
Alex. Alex, we're fighting.
Okay, we're fighting. How else can I prove I love you?
Oh. You might kiss me.